miss the glory. Let's say that out loud. I will not miss the glory in Jesus' name. All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for being here today. God's presence is here. God's doing great things. Amen. Amen. He's not done yet. He is not done yet. Okay. The Lord says to begin to pray and speak to our youth. That follows right on that word that you had, Rose, and Dina's word of household salvation. We cannot neglect, we should not neglect our youth. I know this is a different world than when I grew up. We now have electricity. Some of y'all catch that by next Tuesday. But anyway, youth are still youth. They haven't changed a lick. It's just what they're exposed to. And they have a lot of things to investigate, to discover in this world. But the greatest gift you could ever give your child is to get them into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, as we're talking a while ago, someone was talking about, well, one was, who was reading Deuteronomy 28? Was that you? Was Diane reading in Deuteronomy 28. It says, if you will hearken to the voice, and immediately the devil will begin to say, especially if you're a student of the word, oh, that's Old Testament. That's just more commandments. You're free from that. We're not free from commandments. You just don't have to go to Jerusalem to find them. They're not written on a rock over there somewhere. You don't have to cut your hair a certain way. You don't have to walk a certain way. You don't have to wear whatever. You can wear cowboy boots to church and blue jeans. Hallelujah! But those are external things that don't mean anything. How am I going to obey the commandments? Well, let me check. Jennifer, is that one of the big ten? Well, we don't do those for sure. But what about the other thousands? If you read Leviticus lately, there are thousands of commandments in Leviticus. But you see, Jesus, our heart's been circumcised, not our flesh. You don't have to keep those just to prove that you're a Jew or to wear, or put a box on your forehead or wear long sideburns or to cut your hair or act a certain way. Let me tell you something. Jesus is fun to be around. Amen. We need to expose our children to the church. And they'll get the first exposure at home. And I remember, you know, Jay has shared his testimony at times and this and that. And the things I said, I knew he was going to say, Daddy told me this. This is what you need to do. This is the word of God. He never remembered any of that. But he remembered us praying at the house, one for another, and reading the word, studying the word. He remembered the atmosphere. Whatever you remember, it's going to be good if it's from God. But the longer we put off bringing our children to church, and I tell you, from old enough to understand till about the age 12, that's the golden time, because they will receive. They'll receive. But past that, somewhere during the night, somebody unscrewed their head and filled it full of junk and put the lid back on, and you can't tell them anything anymore. They're smarter than you are. And all the adults and mamas and daddies said amen. Amen. But give them a little time, about a little later on, they'll unscrew, whoever unscrews their head again, fills the right stuff in there. You know, it's like Mark Twain said. He left home at 18. And he said, my daddy's the most ignorant, stupid man I've ever known in my life. He came home at the age 20, 2 years later. He said, it was amazing how smart my daddy got in 2 years. It's just true. It's just part of it. But the love of God and the Holy Spirit. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Get born again. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because those commandments that Diane told us about in Deuteronomy, if we'll do those commandments, well, yeah, but I thought that's Old Testament. No, no, no. It's still Testament. Amen. It's still current. But the thing is this. They're not written somewhere on a tablet. They're written in your heart. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is now inside you. You see, they didn't have that advantage when they were in the wilderness. Moses had to tell them what to do. He had to go find the things, and they had to go look it up on a scroll somewhere, you know, but this and that. It's written in our hearts. We know when the voice of God speaks to us. This has been happening here all morning. The voice, the Lord led me to do the voice. The Lord said this, and if I had not done it, if I had not done that quickly, somebody might have missed a miracle. Somebody might have missed something. We might have missed something. So it's our communication system with God, your spirit and God. He's inside of us. When he speaks, you do it. Amen. Well, it's not one of the big ten. You still do it. Amen. Amen. This is the New Testament of his blood and his life and his resurrection. He lives inside you. Amen. Amen. We don't have to go to the library and say, is this in one of the big ten? Is this what do I have to obey that? If God's telling you to do it, you better do it. Amen. Now, God may be telling some of y'all to bake me a cake. That'll be fine. But the main thing is this. Don't miss the glory by not hearing the voice of the Spirit. That's the glory of God. You can't separate the glory and his presence. You cannot. If he's there, his glory is there. If his glory is there, he's there. Well, what can he do? Anything, all things are possible to him. Amen? He's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's doing powerful things. But we need to not dissect and trisect just because I'm a student of the Word and I know Deuteronomy is in the Old Testament. Well, that's pretty elementary, but a lot of people don't know that. But anyway, the thing is this. Obey the Spirit. It will always reflect the Word of God. Amen. The hope, not it. He will always reflect the Word of God. The Holy Spirit tell you what heaven told him. And then we need to do it. Then you'll walk in fellowship with him. You'll walk in communication with him. It'll be like your best friend walking beside you all day long, every day of your life. And I promise you, you ain't never met anybody like Jesus. Amen. He'll change you for the better. Look, you never say you need it. No, you don't have to do that. We all need Jesus. And we all need to act better. And he will make you act better. Because you're not that old person anymore. When he comes in, old man died. I'll never forget Verdale. That old man's dead. That old man's dead. He ain't coming back alive. The new man's alive. Glory be to God. And you and I are new creatures. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We are new creatures. Amen. New creatures. Never before existed like this. March 11th, 1976, I gave my life to the Lord that night. Something happened. Amen? You can't eat enough tacos to feel that good. I mean, it was just wonderful. You wanted to laugh and cry at the same time because everything became so precious to you. That's when the love of God stepped in, and God is love. Amen. If you're not walking in love, you're missing him. Brother Hagin said, I depend more on my love walk for my health than I do confession. Works. You're walking in love. You're walking in holiness. Because God is holy. Amen. And God is love. Amen. So, Anne, did you have any more direction?
I did.
Okay. There's the mic right here. But we do not want to miss out. The Lord's orchestrating this now. Not me, not Anne, not anybody. But spoke to Rose and then Dina and then us.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the youth here.
One thing about, our youth, you need to get them in here.
Yeah.
They need to be in here, which mine's not here today. They in Starkville. And, that's okay to do sometimes, but I'm telling you, these two little boys right here, when the doors are open, they got them in here.
Right.
The little girl over there, when the door is open, she's in here.
Right.
And I saw a thing the other day, the only thing that you make an excuse for is, I can't, I'm going to church. I can't do that today because I'm going to church.
That's right.
You don't make an excuse.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if you see kids in your house and doing things that you really don't agree with, but, well, that's just them. They're trying to find themselves. And, we just go along with it. They grow out of it. I'm telling you, right now, you better put a stop to it.
Right.
You better not feed that thing that is in them.
Right.
The only thing to feed, if it is the Word of God they're craving.
Right.
But the rest of it, I see some pictures on Facebook that I think, surely not. Surely, surely not. So I'm just telling you, God is wanting, time's short, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Time is short. And God is warning you. Just like Larry and Margaret, I'm just going to brag on you. Y'all never cease to amaze me. Through it all, through the thick, through the thin. They don't hunt an excuse not to come.
Right.
And, I don't really know why I'm saying all this today. Y'all are here. But I don't look around and see a lot of teenagers.
No.
I really don't. But I'm telling you, if they're messing around and looking different than really a normal person, you better put a stop to it.
Right.
We've got some people now that are hurting because, I don't know if it's not knowing or what it was, but they're suffering dearly because they fed this thing that was in a teenager. You can't afford it. Now when they get 18 and, they think they're out on their own. Well, how are they out on their own? You're sponsoring them. So I'm telling you, get it nipped in the bud.
Right.
God's dealt with me for 2 weeks about this. And you say, is yours perfect? No way. No way. Lily came in here the other Sunday night with a pair of shorts on that I wanted to say, Lily, what do you mean? It ain't right to wear to church. I don't care what they wear out every day. You need to have respect for yourself and the house of God. You need to do it. But anyway, that's just been on my heart and I want to mention it. But if you see your kids not looking normal like other kids, put a stop to it
right now. Right.
Put a stop to it.
Right.
And don't, try to fix yourself to kind of look like them.
No.
I mean, really, really.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen ministers try to dress. I mean, they're like me. They're older. And
it don't
try
work.
Try to dress like the teenagers.
Yeah.
Or something. Hey, look, there's a point in time when men and women do not supposed to wear stretchy pants.
Exactly.
Spandex goes out the window.
Right. At a certain age.
Amen.
Right.
You can wear your Levi's, but.
But anyway.
Don't do that.
We all have precious kids, precious grandkids.
Yes, we do.
Precious grandkids. Amen. But I'm telling you, do not give the devil a fourth. And some of it, y'all, I'm not taking up for the devil, but some of it's not the devil's fault. It's just
That's
pure
right.
stupid on our fault,
That's
on
right.
our part.
Right.
Or we don't want to hurt their feelings, or we don't want to do this, or we don't want to do that. We're putting food in the mouth and a place to sleep. You do have a little authority.
Yes, you do.
A little authority. So, that fits, okay. And if it don't, okay. But anyway, pray for your kids.
Pray for them. Love them.
You know. And it is a different time. But I'm telling you, the word's not different.
Right.
The word is true. It will not return void. It will accomplish what it set forth to do.
Right.
And I do not have an excuse that's big enough to not come to church.
That's right.
I can't do that. I'm going to church.
Right.
I'm not available. I'm going to church.
Right.
I'm not going just at my convenience. I'm going to church.
Right. So. Exactly right. And probably all of us would say amen to all of that. But I just, you know, if they had fast cars and you could vape 2,000 years ago, kids would be doing it. Kids hadn't changed. There's some old folks back vaping and whatever I've seen. Like they're on fire or something. Their head's on fire. Call the fire department. Oh, that stuff's good. It's not a habit for me. That's a bunch of bull. If it don't bear witness with you, do not do it. Amen. And being a parent is not easy. For all the young people that are here today, being a parent is not an easy job. Being a grandparent, a little different. But the thing is this. We have lived a little longer than you have. We've been there and done that. And wish we hadn't. And we're just trying to help you. Because the greatest gift I ever received in my life was the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The greatest gift you could give your children is the Lord Jesus. Well, how did I do that? Live it before them.
Amen.
And if they want a drug problem, drag them to church. Well, it's boring. I don't like to go. Well, you get a little Jesus in your heart, it won't be boring anymore. Amen. You get to participate. That's one thing about churches this size. Man, we can get the kids up here and we can run, jump, do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
You got 40,000 members. It's hard to do that. But that's okay. But the thing is this. We have every opportunity to get them into the kingdom. If Jesus would die for us, that includes our children. If he would do that, am I not willing to get them into his presence? Not much of a sacrifice. Amen. We have a friend, Brownie Bounds. Many of you know. She lives in Lloydminster, Canada. And her son, Jonathan, he is a tremendous preacher. I mean, and brilliant. But yet when he was growing up, he was playing soccer. And he was really, really good. And the coach, they had games on Wednesday night when the schedule started coming around. And Jonathan said, I can't come. Why not? I go to church on Wednesday night. And the coach looked at first like, what's wrong with you? But Jonathan would not come on Wednesday nights. And when it's all over said and done with, that coach told Brownie and her husband, I wish I had half what he's got. Soccer, football is a game. Life is life. It has eternal consequences. You get in the car with the wrong person, wrong time, and you could be looking at eternity really quick. Amen? We've all been there. We've all lived through things like this. Thank God we're alive, Larry.
Yeah.
Amen? Thank God we're alive. Jerry? Believe it or not, bad things happened in Nelson, Mississippi one time. You and I are part of it probably. But anyway, God is good. But the air is clear. We know what to do. It's going to take some courage to do it. You don't want to disappoint your children. I get it. I don't want them to look at me when we get to heaven and they're on the wrong side of the fence either. Tragic and too late to fix it. And you young people that are here, invite your friends. It's a strange thing to me. We'll go pick up kids and go to the movie, go here, go there, all over. But we won't go by, pick them up, and bring them to church. I'm not getting on any of you guys. You're here. You know better. But I'm just speaking generally about what is going on in this world. And as Ann said, time is short. I believe with all my heart this is the last generation before the Lord comes back. The rapture of church is going to happen. You just can't stand it anymore. I mean, when you read about it and you look at it, when people are having surgeries to change their sex, they don't know which bathroom they feel like they need to go to that day. Things are wrong. That is wrong. And when we see people like that, don't get mad at the people. Get mad at the devil. Love these people and try to get them into the kingdom of God. You won't do it by putting them down. They'll just put you down and go on. Amen? Well, let's go to school. No. I just put a shock in your system and caused this already after 12. But it's been a great morning. The worship has been awesome. Prayer has been given. Miracles have been received and created in us today. And I enjoy coming to church. Got a great preacher there. He'll be here after a while. He'll be here tonight. He's coming with praise team. Right. I saw them in my spirit today. They're still a ways off, but they're coming. Yeah. I'm going to read this. This is something that Jay shared last week at the beginning. He said, don't focus on your mountain or your problem. We aren't called to climb or tunnel or run around that mountain or under that mountain or through that mountain. We're called to speak to it and cast it into the water. God gives us a miracle. Listen, God gives us miracles to get to the other side. They're in the boat, storm comes, Jesus is asleep, you know the story. The fun part, the miracle, is not the boat ride. It's not the storm. The miracle is on the other side. When you get there, that's where your destiny is, to do some eternal work over there. Amen. I'm preaching better than you shout. God gives us miracles to get to the other side, our destiny. Think about your destiny. You can never start thinking about your destiny soon enough. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up, please. Y'all have acted really nice today. Thank you for being here. We're so glad Mr. Cunningham was here. Any other visitors, we're so glad you're here too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you all. God has great things in store. But coming from an old preacher, I want to tell you something. You are the best folks in the world. But the most important thing and decision you could ever make, young, old, or middle-aged, whatever, is to choose Jesus. Without him, you'll never reach your destiny. You may become a billionaire, but that has nothing to do with your destiny. What's God's plan for your life? You can't get there without him. And 23rd Psalm says, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. I made him my shepherd. And I know he's my provider. And then as I read on 23rd Psalm, it navigates me all through the things of valley of shadow of death. And I get down to the bottom. And Jesus says this. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let Jesus navigate your life. Amen. Listen, spend time. Who shared that? It might have been a song. Spend time with God. Diane. Well, y'all, I'm telling you, you think we could actually get Diane and Rose and Dina and myself and Ann together and we could come up with and think all this up. And Wanda, oh, I forgot about Wanda. She's my makeup artist today. Yeah, I'm having a little cosmetic stuff here. Really, it's the dermatologist's fault. But anyway, it got to looking a little ugly before church. I called Ann. She couldn't bring any. She didn't answer, so she couldn't bring me any of her makeup. But I had to cover up some of that ugly. But Wanda was here, and she had a little powder pat. Fixed me right up. Amen. Thank God. That's why I love makeup on you women. Y'all look so much better. A little paint on the barn does good. Amen. Well, by this time next week, maybe I won't need makeup. So praise God. Now, everybody go home, get on Facebook and say, Brother Jimmy wears makeup. I am today. It's all right. It's all right. Just want to tell you we love you. God has some great things in store for those that love Him. That's the bottom line. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare the Spirit of the living God rest on each and every one in this building. Father God, for those that don't know You, I pray, Lord God, they know You now. They make a decision for You now. Jesus, I can't make it without You. If You try, You'll just have misery. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize us in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God. Read the book. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen? Amen? Lord, dismiss us now in the power of Your Spirit, the knowledge of Your Word, and we receive Lord Jesus and declare and confess Him as our Lord and Savior. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Tell somebody you love them before you go. Be sure and speak to